With our continuing coverage of Iowa high school athletics, we're joined now by head coach of the Pendleton Christian boys basketball team, Marv Van Wyk, following an unfortunate season-ending loss to Grandview Christian, 55-39. Coach Van Wyk, you came out, you got the rematch you wanted against Grandview Christian, played really strong in that first half, and unfortunately second half just unable to get shots to go down and unable to keep up with Grandview there in the third and fourth quarters.
Yeah, we just... I mean, you hit the nail on the head. It's pretty simple. You got to score some points, right? I thought our defense was solid the whole game. We gave up some shots, but, you know, I thought we did a great job on their main guys, even though they scored. They didn't run wild on us. They had to work for everything they got. And, you know, we just came up short. We just, you know, our offense got a little – stagnant, credit to their defense, I guess. But, yeah, it's no fun to end your season at any point, but I'm just so proud of these guys. I loved coaching these guys. They're just such phenomenal young men and just a joy to coach and a joy to be around. And they're just really good teammates to each other all year long, even though obviously we went through some ups and downs during the season, you know, with the schedule we play, and they never questioned, you know, who they were. They never complained about how things were going. They never pointed their finger at anybody else on the team, said, hey, you're not doing your part. They just, you know, kept their nose to the grindstone, did everything we asked them to do, and I just love these guys to death, and I'm going to miss them, especially the seven seniors.
I'm going to come back. I want to talk about those seven seniors here in just a moment. But I want to talk. I want to make sure we cover some things in this game, because while it's unfortunate the season ends, there was a lot of really great things. I look at Cooper Sprunk tonight, 10 points. He knocked down some big shots, especially early in the game. Also some big ones there in the second half. You know, Devin Runner hit some big shots there early in this contest. And just overall, a lot of strong performances from this team. Talk about the way that your guys were kind of resilient and just continuing to battle in this game despite even some of the runs that maybe or shots not going down like they were hoping for.
Yeah, it's kind of a test of wills at times, right, especially when the shots aren't going in. But we came out and we were firing on all cylinders, and kids were, you know, playing loose and shooting the ball, you know, in rhythm. And, you know, some guys were stepping up that don't normally hit those kind of shots. Like Cooper Sprunk hits a three early on. And, you know, we've been working on that in practice in the last few days. And he, you know, he gained some confidence there, and he wasn't afraid to shoot it. And, you know, they were basically face guarding Deacon the whole game and making it really tough for him to get any catches, much less any good shots off. So they did a great job there, but you know, we just couldn't find the basket enough. And you know, when you got a 6'9" guy guarding the, you know, roaming the lane and taking away any easy shots in the lane, that makes it tough. And we needed to hit a few more outside shots to kind of draw him out a little more. And we just weren't able to do that. He just was kind of like, well, I'm just going to let you shoot, and I'm going to guard the lane. So, yeah, that was kind of the story of the second half, really.
And, again, we're talking to Marv Van Wyk, head coach of the Pendleton Christian boys basketball team. I don't want to I want to change our focus. I want to talk about this group of seniors here a little bit. I mean, this is a group of seniors coming in that they've watched the last 2 years. Eight seniors leave this program basically each of the 2 years, and it's been a lot of changing parts and guys stepping in to fill roles, and they came in and did everything it felt like that was asked of them. Just talk about what that group meant to you, especially here in year number one as head coach, what they meant to Pendleton Christian boys basketball.
Yeah, you know, we came into this year and with very little experience. I think we had, and I could be wrong here, I'm shooting from the hip a little bit, but I think we had like 3-point-something points per game returning from last year. And, you know, very, you know, Deacon and Landon got some playing time, but not a ton. And so we were basically starting over, you know, as far as a varsity basketball team goes, experience-wise. And these guys bought into to what we were doing. And we, you know, since we didn't have as much experience and didn't know exactly what we had to work with, you know, as far as who was going to fit where, it was seemed like a constant process of moving pieces around and trying to find what worked best. And I feel like about two-thirds of the way through the season, we started clicking a little bit and started playing better offense, offensively especially, and our defense was good from the start. But we were, you know, kind of a work in progress on the offensive end, and maybe we still are here. But we did improve a lot. And those seniors were the leaders, you know, not only on the court, but just being great examples of what it's like to be a great teammate. So just really proud of them, and the program's really going to miss them.
I know I'm going to miss them. Coach Van Wyk, any final thoughts that you'd like to share, either about the game here against Grandview Christian, about the group in particular, or just anything that you would love for our listeners to know or our fans to know?
Well, I don't know if I'm supposed to say this, but this is my last year of coaching. There's going to be a new coach, a new young coach come in next year, and I'm really looking forward to seeing what Pella Christian basketball becomes in the next few years. We got some really good young guys coming up, some good returning guys on the varsity for this year from our junior class and freshmen, you know, that Trey Steinkamp came in and got some good varsity minutes. And so I feel like they've got a good base coming back, and I'm just going to really miss coaching at Pella Christian because I love the, not just the basketball program, but the school itself is just an awesome place to be around, and the people there are amazing, and people outside of Pella Christian that don't really know the ins and outs of the school are really missing out, because when your kids go there, they get not just a phenomenal education and great teachers, but people that just really care about them and just are really led by you know, God's word, and just, you know, fill these kids up with that. And I'm just going to miss that aspect of my life. And, you know, everybody has a time and a season, right? And it's my time to move on and give room to somebody else. And really hard. I've been telling these seniors the last month or so when this was fully decided that I'm a senior too. So we have eight seniors. And I'm a senior not just in age, but a senior in that this was my last year. So I'm going to keep following Pella Christian just because I love Pella Christian. And I love Pella Christian basketball, and I'll always be there for it. But it's been a big part of my life, and I'm really going to miss it.
I'm going to dispute you on one thing, Coach. You are not a senior in age. You are one of the most spry guys I see on that court every night. And I know we're going to get together and talk just the season as a whole here in the coming days or weeks or things like that. But I just wanted to get a chance while we're live on the air here to say I've appreciated working alongside you. You've come up after every single one of the tough games, been willing to talk and talk about the good times as well. It's been a blast covering this team. It's been a blast getting to know you both as a competitor, playing against you several years ago now, and playing, getting to cover your teams. You've been a joy to work with, and we wish you all the best.
Thank you, Tyler. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. That was Marvin White, head coach of the Pella Christian boys basketball team.